Hey everyone, it's Jill Lillard here, and I'm excited to announce that on May 5th, the Happiest Lives podcast will air its first episode. And after that, every Friday, a new episode will be released. Let's consider this to be a sneak peek into what you can expect inside this podcast. Now, if you aren't familiar with my coaching business, The Happiest Lives, you should know it was designed for Christian wives who want to stop being disappointed in their marriages and start feeling more loved and loving. If at the end of the day, you want to say you're having more fun in your life and relationships, and you want to appreciate yourself more, then you're going to enjoy spending time with me. There are five concepts interwoven through the work I do. The first concept is to focus on what you can control instead of what you can't. It's easy to put a lot of our energy into what we think someone else should be doing, ways that they need to change. And yet, this is so exhausting. If you do this, you're going to waste a lot of your energy because you can't change other people. When you start investing your energy in becoming the woman you want to be, the woman God says you already are, you will start enjoying your relationships better. I also tell my clients that to have better relationships, you have to learn how to feel. This is why conversations go south. Emotions get triggered when we have a thought about somebody else's words. Has your spouse ever said words and you struggled to process them because you felt so emotional? Suddenly, you aren't only being asked to respond to their words in a productive and helpful way, you are having to respond to your own emotions. I have found that how we respond to our feelings is how we take on someone else's feelings. When someone else expresses emotions, we may resist, avoid, or become reactive. Learning to become more self-aware and intentional emotionally and being willing to feel anything without resisting or indulging will help you find more confidence in your ability to have calm conversations, turn toward, and create space for others. A third concept interwoven throughout my work is the reminder that your husband was not meant to fill the place that only God can fill. The Lord wants to be the center of our lives. He wants to be the one thing. And when we have our heart priorities in order, He's the center of our adoration, everything else is going to fall in place. Another concept I think is really important is being able to take action despite unwanted emotions. There are going to be times in life where you want to honor your highest values, but you have so much negative feelings. Actions must follow your beliefs and commitments, or you'll never create change. So being willing and tapping into your heart's greatest desires will help you show up day after day in a way that honors your values, even when you don't always feel like it. Lastly, I always encourage my clients to have the goal of turning toward their partner rather than away. When we make bids to connect and face our problems together, we become a we instead of a me. This may not always feel possible or even safe, but I help clients establish boundaries first in their minds that will help them gather more information and decide how they can strengthen their bonds in a way that feels life-giving. Change starts in our intellect, emotions, and will. While our actions are incredibly important, to discover what changes are needed, we must go to the heart. And so that's why I give my clients a process I call doing a heart scan, where we learn how to expose, renew, engage, and press on. In this podcast, you will discover interesting ways to look at your relationships and inner world. And as you do, I think it's really important to be able to apply what you are learning. That's what I do inside my coaching programs. I give you application sheets and opportunities for live coaching so you can apply these lessons, these concepts. To create application sheets, I imagine that you're sitting in my therapy office or I'm on a coaching call with you over Zoom. What would I ask you? I go to the result and I reverse engineer it by asking questions that are going to help you identify the changes needed to get the result you're wanting in your relationship. This includes your actions, feelings, and thoughts. This is the process of growth. Outside of my podcast, I have several programs that help you do this work. My most intensive program, I only offer one time a year. is the Happiest Lives Academy. This is where women can come and get intensive support. You get everything that you need to create 5 transformations in 5 months. You will learn how to think differently. You'll learn how to leverage your emotions, make powerful decisions, have calm conversations, and break strongholds. This is the work we do in the academy, and you will be amazed at the support and tools that you receive. I also have another coaching program, Clarity and Courage, which I call my cost-effective coaching program. The work is ongoing, and you can join anytime and you can cancel anytime. Each month, a new concept is unlocked with application questions and live coaching and workshops. I also have the Relationship Reinvention, which I offer one time a year. This is a program for couples, and it's here by popular request. Now, I do a lot of work with couples privately, but this is the first time I've created a program where I work with couples in a group setting. A component of the program is self-study work and interventions that you can do at home as a couple. I also offer other self-study courses, including the Happy Marriage Mindset, Connection Cure, the 6-Week Marriage Makeover, which does have an optional opportunity to participate in 6 weeks of coaching, or you can just go through the program on your own. Plus, if you want to try any of my free mini courses, I have 2. There's the 4 things you must do to become the happiest wife, or living in confidence no matter what. I am looking forward to teaching you all the things that I have gleaned in my nearly 25 years of being a therapist and doing couples therapy. I want to bring all of this together in a way that's going to be interesting, exciting, and applicable to your life. I can't wait to talk with you more. Make sure you add my podcast to the ones you follow and that you join me the first Friday in May for our very first episode. Talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love to help you take this concept and apply it. Join me in Clarity and Courage, my cost-effective coaching program for Christian women. Each month, receive the tools you need to apply the concepts and grow. We will meet on a live coaching call where you can ask me anything. Plus, you get access to the worksheet workshop where you can have conversations with other women just like you. Learn more and sign up at myhappyvault.com/clarityandcourage.